Welcome, everybody, to the Blessings of Christ on the second day of February, middle of, not technically the middle of our winter. We're a little past the winter solstice, but we're in the heart of winter the way most people feel it. So let's warm your heart and warm your homes and your friendship and your hope as we move through the blessing today. So I'm going to turn it over to Tony. How are you doing today, Tony?
I'm doing well, thanks, Linda. We've had gorgeous weather here, really a little bit warmer than usual, and now it's sunny but a little windy and cold. But we've had a fair amount of rain this winter, which is good. We need the rain. But we've had a little bit of a break the last few days. It's turned sunny. So that's really nice.
You know, same here. Exactly, sure. Same here.
Well, I was going to say energetically it's been interesting. It feels like things.
Oh, yeah?
But just because, you know, we get these up-levelings in the acceleration of the energy, which really, it felt that way all through the last couple of years, but it seems like it has been hitting again since like the November, December time frame, and then after the new year, it definitely felt like it.
Right.
The
right.
Energy moved faster.
Uh-huh. Well,
yes,
we're on the after side of some very powerful configurations. So it may be that a lot of things are settling in and forming up and moving forward now.
Yeah. I was just looking at the moon. We're due for a full moon in about a week's time, but I think just over a week. And today we have, I'm sure there's something you'd love to point out about this. We have this date today, which is a palindrome, and we haven't had anything like this for quite a while. 02-2020 is the same forwards and backwards. It's the 33rd day of the year, and there are 333 days to go in the year. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot of striking connections with this date.
Oh,
February 2nd.
I know people are really into numbers or will be just going crazy today.
Yeah.
I think there really is something to numbers as a harmonic indicator of how life is forming up and moving forward. But I've never made a study of it. So, I'm not the best one to ask on that subject. I just find it fascinating. And
yeah.
I find the work of other people who do study it even more fascinating. So thanks for mentioning it. That's really great.
Yeah, maybe someone who's on the call will have some insights or feelings about that. But it seems interesting. I mean, this year is already pretty interesting, intense, and it's a lot of strong energy, you know, helpful and otherwise. But it's interesting that this one pops up because it kind of looks it looks like something. The double numbers always hit me as angelic numbers.
How I read it, Tony, we've been through a lot of configurations that could have had traumatic implications. And I see this lineup of numbers as a message from God saying, all is well.
I like that.
Yeah, because the threes are actually creative numbers. And
yeah.
Expansive, positive, and affluent, creative numbers. Okay, so that many threes is a very positive thing, and the 2020 is a balanced configuration. So, in balance with positive, creative possibilities, I'd say that's a message from God saying all is well. That doesn't mean that everything is well for all of us in our you know, personal lives temporarily. I got up this morning with just a terrible state of imbalance and have no idea where this is coming from, but I'm sure it will pass, and it's not serious enough to take to the clinic, so I'm just going to rest, and I needed to make sure that you could take care of functions that I might not do so well.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
I really appreciate it, Tony. Is there anybody on the board?
There is. Stephen is right here, so let me bring him on.
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to add to the 2020 phenomenon. My mother's birthday is today. She would have been 81. And, of course, she was completely fascinated her whole life and crazy about threes, sixes, and nines, kind of like Tesla. And, you know, everything around her birth and death all was threes, sixes, and nines. Everything I looked at was either literally a three, six, or nine, or added up to three, sixes, or nines in some way, shape, or form. So it's interesting how, you know, you get to these little balance points, and then you look, you know, forward and backward, mm-hmm. and you see all these patterns. And, you know, three is a real mystical number, obviously, the Holy Trinity, and you've got all kinds of sacred geometries built out of threes, and it really is fascinating once you get into it. Anyway, I just was wanting to add that, and also just continued to add blessings for my sister Lisa, and of course my good friends Shane and Vanessa, who are overcoming cancer, and for my own personal healing. I found out some crazy information, I'm not even sure if it's true, this last Friday. About my personal journey, I had an x-ray done on my back, and the doctor said that there was a piece of the metal in my back. I have no idea how it got there. It's he said it's about a centimeter in length, and I'm questioning whether the x-ray is even mine. I'm probably on the verge of going to get another x-ray just to double check, but I just ask for, you know, continued blessings for myself, and I just want to say thank you to Mary. I don't know if she's on this call, but she's been helping me out with, she's going to send me some of the, your writings that you've done around, conducting, you know, wedding ceremonies and marriages. And yeah, I looked high and low for my minister packet that you sent to me years ago in my email, but I think it's somehow that email got lost or deleted or archived on a computer that blew up or something or other. So unfortunately, I don't have that packet. Maybe somebody in your office could re-email it to me or something. That would be helpful.
Yeah, we will. Text me your number, okay, just to make sure that I have the right email address.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I have your latest cell phone number. I probably have it jotted down from years ago. If it's the same, I will do that.
No, it wouldn't be. And I don't mind giving it out on this call, because everyone on this call is a friend, and I know they would never abuse it. It is 361-230-1312.
I wrote down 361-230-1312.
Yeah, we're getting back to twos and threes here.
Okay. Thanks, Linda. I'll do that.
Text me your current email address, and we'll make sure it gets to you accurately.
Okay, thanks. And I just want to say, of course, put yourself on the blessing for your own rebalancing of the imbalance you're currently experiencing.
Whatever, something is going into a new state of balance. I'm feeling like a gyroscope. I'm trying to keep the boat on course.
Well, lots and lots and lots of love to you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got,
and thanks to you.
Mara is on, in line next. I'll bring Mara on.
Okay. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Glenda. First of all, I wondered how your Susan's and your eye surgery went.
It went extremely well, but I did have a reaction to the anesthesia, which made me extremely uncomfortable for a couple of days. But, you know, that does happen sometimes. But the eye surgery went extremely well.
Oh, so good. Glad to hear that.
So, and you know, I don't do really well with drugs.
I don't either.
And I don't live on the same, drugs and I don't live on the same planet.
I thoroughly understand that. And maybe Susan hasn't checked in yet about hers, about her surgery.
Well,
but,
we know it's going to be successful.
Yeah. The other thing is, I would like to put in a request for blessings for my daughter-in-law, Julia, who found out a few days ago that she has a cancer that is, she's meeting with a team of doctors on Monday, and her husband, my son, of course. And so I would like to pray for the doctors and the team and her family, herself, of course, and her family, that that all will be well for them. I'm sure it will. But she's just taking it like a brick, but some of her children are having a little hard time with it. So,
well,
anyway.
You know, the attitude we face with all of our troubles often makes a lot of difference.
And
because
I'm sure it will for her.
Reinforces our faith. It reinforces our faith.
Uh-huh.
And when we can pray and know that our prayer is heard, and then walk down the road knowing it's in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. So, and then I'd like to pray for the rest of my family and myself. I'd like to ask for blessings for us too, which we all receive every week.
Whether I say anything
or not, I ask for them anyway. So. Okay, well,
absolutely.
Thank you, Glenda, and feel better soon.
I'm sure I will. Thanks, Mara, and same to you and your family.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, Johnny.
I think this might be Susan.
You are correct, Tony. It is I.
That is one of my favorite voices.
This surgery went very well. I was awake through it. I said to the doctor, you know, because for the cataract surgery, this was a different doctor for this one, but for the cataract surgery, I was able to see light throughout the surgery. And I asked him, you know, will I see light? And he goes, I don't know, be quiet. Be quiet. So I almost wanted to chuckle under there, but I didn't. I tell you, I just, you know, he goes, I don't know, be quiet. Oh, God. It was really an amazing thing. It was, I don't know, I guess it was 45 minutes or so, and it was local. I mean, I was only put under to numb the eye. And I lost, I kept thinking during the surgery, why is he operating in the pre-op room? Because I lost time. I didn't know. With the other surgery, I was awake while they numbed me, probably knocked me out in the pre-op for 2 seconds, and then when I was wheeled in, I was awake. But for this, when I was wheeled in, I wasn't. And I couldn't figure out, why in the hell would he operate in a pre-op?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These drugs are just amazing, you say.
Amazing.
Especially the Prozapil.
Oh, I don't know what the heck it was. I had it in my life, but other than
that. But anyway.
It was really very smooth. The only thing is, I'm going tomorrow. I still have a lot of corneal swelling, and I'm praying that, you know, there was gas he put in my eye. I'll find out tomorrow if that's completely gone. I think it may be, but they do that to keep the cornea in place, and the new cornea. Like I say, it's a partial cornea. So, other than that, you know, like I say, it's still pretty cloudy, and then it, you know, gets a little better in the afternoon, which is improvement, because beforehand it didn't do that. And we'll see what happens, though. But as far as the surgery went, they actually examined my eyes. They put you through a little rest for an hour because they want you laying flat. And then I went into an exam room, and they literally examined my eye right after the surgery. It was like,
it's amazing.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah.
Amazing.
Science has come so far. So far. Now, if we could bring faith up to the level of science, we would have a whole new world. But that's what we're working on here on Sunday.
But I was.
We're going to bring faith up to even surpass science.
And I had plenty of prayers for you and your surgery, and that was the question. Of course, Maura beat me to it about, you know, how.
It went very well. Very well, very quickly, and absolutely positive result, except for my reaction to the anesthesia.
Wow. Okay, that'll clear up.
Oh yeah. That's just
absolutely good.
Okay.
So that's well. And thanks.
It's so good to hear the news, Susan. And we prayed for you, and we knew that it would be fine.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Love you.
Okay.
Love everybody.
Love you too. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Susan. Linda, we have about four people currently in the queue, and I just want to mention if you would like to make a comment or question or ask for a blessing, hit *61 and you'll be in the queue. We've got a caller, that's like area code 216 you're on.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
this is Mary in Ohio. Hi, Glenda. Hi,
Mary. Hi, sweet girl.
Hi. I very much want to add to the blessings for you, Glenda, and I just want you to know and feel how beloved you are to all of us, and so I do ask for many prayers and blessings on your behalf. And I also I ask for blessings for my mother, Kathleen. She's had some heartache this week, and she's 82, and I just ask for special blessings for her and our family. And I add to the blessings for Stephen. You know, it is my joy and honor to be a part of this community, and I was so excited and grateful to be able to give Stephen whatever help I could in sharing your writings. And, you know, he is such a testament to this work because he is going through so much in his life, and yet he is stepping up to be of service to others, as are you, Glenda, and so many in this community. I mean, God bless Maura and Susan and all these voices I hear every week who inspire me and bless me. So I add this community to that blessing list as well. And I love you all.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mary. We love you too so much.
Okay. You get better, Glenda.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary. We have a caller from area code 801.
Hi, Glenda. This is Sharon. How are you?
Hello, Elizabeth. Well,
Sharon.
I've had better days, but Sharon. Okay. Yeah, I had better days, but I'm strong in spirit and joyful to be with everyone.
That's good. I was just calling to put people on the blessing call. My friend John is one of them. I have a friend Eva from work who has a serious head concussion, and so she's been off from work. And also, you remember one of our blessing givers, Tammy Madsen, right?
Yes.
Well, her husband has just gone through a bunch of chemotherapy, and he's just on the tail end of coming out of a really bad thing, and I wanted to really put him in the blessing for the next month, if that's okay.
I'm so sorry. Oh, yes. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm hearing about so much cancer right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so for the most part, for his battle, he didn't think he was going to make it, but he just got tested last month, and they said that he was okay. But I just want to make sure that we keep him out of the woods, you know, so to speak.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and we'll pray on behalf of Tammy.
Okay. That would be so awesome, because every once in a while she comes and visits me from time to time, and I can tell when she's here, and I do miss her very much.
Oh, I loved her so much. I still love her so much. She's a great spirit. For those of you who were a recent on our blessing call, Tammy was one of our first blessing givers and a dear friend. Who often this was before we had the blessing of Tony, and Tammy would often take the call and run the call if I couldn't be there on some occasion.
Yeah.
So, we had the great threesome, Sharon, Tammy, and Jenny.
Yes. Yeah. It was,
the three blessing musketeers.
Yes, yes, it was. There was many occasions that Tammy and I did blessings back to back, and it was so powerful, us being together and doing that, that it was, I mean, I just remember the energy flowing from the earth and from the heavens, and it was very, very powerful.
Well, you know, this is our 10th year to be offering the blessings, and I just sit beside the highway and look at the passengers. And everyone has come through this, has been benefited. Everyone has been blessed.
Yeah.
Some of you come back again and again. Some of you are always here. Others have become blessing givers. And we're going to have, this is a major announcement, guys. We are going to have a blessing giver seminar this spring. I will be talking to the hotel this week. I just had some personal challenges that were on my calendar, and I had to get those stabilized before I could make that commitment. And prior to that, we are going to be doing a webinar about the Beatitudes and putting them into modern language and into the applications that Yeshua gave me in Love Without End, The Blessed Life, where he and I talked about each one of the Beatitudes and how to integrate those with realities that are relevant to how we live today, and also the things about each Beatitude and each blessing that is eternal and never changing. It's always there. Such as, blessed are the peacemakers. I don't think you have any problem understanding the blessing of that. But we're going to be talking about all of them. And some of them are a little bit challenging and a little difficult to understand in modern language. There's one of them that I will comment on just a little more today. If we get through with our questions in time, I want to make sure we take all the blessing requests. So I'll just be quiet for a few minutes, okay? Thank you so much, Sharon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Glenda. Bye-bye.
Looks like we've got Sarah on the line next.
Okay, great.
Oh, aloha, Glenda, in this beloved community. I want to add my appreciation and blessing. What Mary said was just so beautiful. I feel so much the same, so blessed to be a part of this community and hear people each week. Thank you so much for all of your blessings and prayers and love, this community. And thank you to Susan. I felt called to order what she had mentioned last week, the novella, Santa Maria novella. It hasn't come yet, but I thank her for that. And I just want to ask for a special blessing this week. Been really having a struggle, where the tenants in my home, it's really come to pass that I'm going to need to do something like an eviction. So I just ask for the blessing that just can go as smooth and as peaceful as possible, the highest blessing for all involved. And just the larger kind of issue for me, I ask a blessing for and for any of my brothers and sisters in this boat about just how to be really a loving person and hold boundaries and not be taken advantage of. I really, it's a lesson I've been trying to learn my whole life. So it's being presented to me, and I ask for help for that, for myself and for all. Thank you.
Oh, well, we sure will just hold them in our hearts and know that they are most of all in the heart of God.
Yes.
So we wish you the best, Sarah, and the best in bringing peace and understanding, love, and joy back to your family.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And to everybody, I will just want to comment on one thing. Just as there are seasons in our personal life, we go through childhood, the teen years, oh God help us all through those years. Then we struggle to become an adult in the world in our 20s. We're usually, a lot of us are either in the midst of our career, getting it accelerated, or starting a family in our 30s. Then we have the full-blown family life in our 40s, plus starting to take care of our birth family. We have seasons in our life, the point I'm making. Well, there are seasons in families as well. There is the season of where the needs of children dominate. Then there are the needs of the parents and the needs of the grandparents. And the needs of the extended family that may not have fared so well, and they need the assistance of parts of the family that have done a little better. And so just remember, there are seasons in the course of families, and it won't always be the same. Sometimes when we expect the impossible, we just add stress to our family life. Take a long, loving look at your family, each of you in your family, with love, but with a sense of neutrality, peace, and objectivity about where you are in the season of that family. Because when you can accept where it is, what it needs to be going through in this season, you really can facilitate more blessings and eliminate more stress. So that's just a thought. And there will come a time for some of you, not all of you, because some of you have large, extended, loving families, but there may come a time for some of you, as with me, when the family is completely gone. I really have no one in my family, and I know that was created specifically for me so that I could have a spiritual family, so that you and others who have come here to bring together the bonds of Christ and the bonds of what is possible in human enlightenment. We are a family. So take a look at where your family is. And I think that's an important thing for anyone who's now post-childhood. It's pretty obvious to know where your family is when you're a kid or even when you're a teenager, probably through your 20s. But as we move into our deeper adulthood, determining what our family is and where they are, that's a little bit harder subject. So take a long, hard look at that before you place judgments on it or spend too much time in stress. All right, Tony, do we have someone else?
We do. We have a caller from area code 620.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. It's Jean Marie in, oh, my God, very beautiful 75-degree weather in Kansas. Anyway, no, it won't last, but, hey, couple of things. Keep Jackie Curran in the blessings, and also Vera Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
And a question that I keep forgetting to ask, where does a person just from the public at large go, which site to listen to past blessing calls?
I'm not sure I get your question.
Where would, like, say, a friend of mine that's never been on the blessing call and might want to listen to last week's blessing call, where would that person go online to listen to the archives?
Oh, ChristBlessing.org.
Okay, writing.
And then, yes, ChristBlessing.org.
Got
and
it.
And then, in a very prominent place, your friend would see last week's blessing. That's always very prominently placed. So nobody can miss it because a lot of people really can't be here exactly on time and they want to catch it while it's fresh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's
then,
great.
And then over in the, in the menu column, you will see there's a button for opening archived blessings, and it will give options to you by year. And after you click a year, then by month, and then by day. Really, I mean, they're all there.
That's what I've been meaning to ask forever. But I know there's been, I don't know how many sites there are now, but there have been so many sites for you. I mean, different sites for this.
Yeah, I know. You know, if you will, if you receive the Christ Blessing notice that I send out every Saturday, just scroll down and it will actually give you a link to the recorded sites.
Excellent. Okay, great. And
so that's going to be your easiest way. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just, I was late coming on the call today because I went over to El Dorado today because it was so darn beautiful for a road trip. And I mean to tell you, this place is abuzz with Kansas City Chiefs energy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Oh, yes.
The one poor guy with a 49ers hoodie, well, he was surrounded with Chiefs attire. Okay, that's all I need.
Of course.
Let somebody speak and
thank you so much. Super Bowl Sunday is for many people a bigger day than New Year's Eve and the 4th of July put together.
I know.
I hope it will never be a bigger day than Christmas, but you combine all the other holidays and you've got Super Bowl.
I mean,
for some people.
I know, and it's kind of cool that it's 02/02/2020. That's pretty cool.
I know.
And my favorite one, Groundhog Day.
I know, that's great. Great numerology. All right. Tony.
Thank you so much, Glenda, and everybody.
Thank you, Jean Marie. Yeah, and enjoy your Super Bowl energy.
I am just, I couldn't care less. I'm having a sun bath.
Well, actually, one thing I do want to say is that whenever people are congregated,
yes,
for any reason, it accelerates the blessing. Why? Because the energy of congregation opens that unique frequency of humanity. Sometimes even for bad reasons. There was probably never more connected human energy around the world than there was on 9/11, 2001.
No doubt.
We all got together in a huddle of prayer, and I wasn't doing the blessings then, but I sure did pray, and you could feel that energy. And you know, whenever there's a royal marriage or a birth, I could care less about royalty, really. I mean,
mm-hmm,
I wish them well. I could care less about it, but the whole world is focused on it. So I use that energy and bless into it. Anytime, especially, you see anything about love, if there's a big concert, you know, I'm going to bless into it. I don't make any judgments. This
No.
is one thing I learned never to do, because it's all about God. And I use the energy of the human frequency to carry God's energy.
Well, there's plenty of it today, because there is the joy in the air is palatable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. So
it was really amazing. Like, I was like on cloud nine, cruising on the Super Bowl energy, you know.
See, that's what I'm telling you. So now let's put Christ's blessing on that frequency line and see what it'll do.
Amen. Thank you so much.
So, see, we just don't make, we're all human. We all have things we love. We all have things we hate, such as disasters and shootings and fires running wild and killing poor animals. But still, when all these things happen, human energy is focused upon them, and we can capture the strength of that frequency and push a blessing into it.
Excellent, excellent point.
Okay, and that's also a very good point about why not to judge.
Exactly. Use it.
Okay.
Thanks,
use
Linda.
It. You're welcome. Okay,
Tony,
Tony, we're back to you.
Hi there. I just wanted to say, we have nobody else in the queue, but I wanted to add a blessing, two blessings, actually. For everybody who's dealing with flu, whether it's this new coronavirus or any other kind of flu, and you know, that's anybody who's really being impacted by the you know, the winter sickness, and that's include you too, Glenda. And Judy's sister is starting a new phase of treatment. We've been including her in the blessing for a couple of years. She successfully came through and treated for stage 4 cancer several years ago. And there is some residual cancer, and so she's going to have some additional treatment. She's starting a new phase of her treatment. So we just want to send a blessing to her for her strength and peace and the her healing. Her name's Lori.
Indeed.
So we want to include Lori and her son Logan. And the whole family in the blessing for Lori's healing and for, you know, her spirits too, because, you know, going through another phase of this is something that's stretching her patience a little bit. So I really want, some calm and support and loving energy to fill her and surround her.
Absolutely. And, okay. She's in my heart. And I hold her, and I know she's in the heart of Christ and God and the Holy Spirit. So just pass our love on to her and let her know that she will be well.
Thank you.
She will be well. Okay. And, you know, there's a lot of ways we can look at illnesses that come our way. I have been not, I've been going through a few of my own, definitely some major ones with Larry. But recently, we've been having this, cancer on the paw of my beloved cat. And he's had two surgeries now that, and it keeps coming back. So the doctor said the only way to keep it from spreading is to amputate the paw. And that made me very, very, very sad. And, I prayed and prayed for, alternate solutions, and so many kind people sent me links to alternate supplements and all that sort of stuff. And I realized that I was working on a vibration of fear and sadness. And that's not what carries our prayer. So what I did is I got online, I went to YouTube, and I called up videos of cat amputees. And it was so funny and so cute to watch them walk around on their little prosthetic legs. This has actually become quite a science that was perfected in Russia, because animals would get frostbite. And sometimes they would have to have all four legs amputated at the knee or the hock. And they built these little, they looked like little stilts with bouncers on them. And you could watch the little cats jumping around and running up and down stairs. And it was like little circus animals. And I thought, how cute is that? And so I got a whole, all different energy on the problem. And it made all the difference. It made all the difference in how my little cat is embracing the problem, how well he's eating, how we're looking forward to getting a solution handled, how we're not afraid of doing what needs to be done. You know, I think we all are resisting change. And the reason is the change is coming so doggone fast. When I was a girl in the Stone Ages, when I was a girl, I prayed for anything to change. Please, God, can you move something? The same stuff every day is getting awfully boring. Can you at least let me move to the Ukraine or Russia or Africa or something? I want something different. I was about to throw a tantrum because nothing changed. Then by the time the 60s came on, things were moving at a nice pace and a nice change, and you could see it reflected in the music and the movies and the growth of the economy. And we didn't like everything going on in the world, most especially the Vietnam War. But there was growth and there was change, and we could see, wow, we are becoming a global community. And then by the 80s, well, the personal computer was there, and then the 90s, the internet, and we moved into exponential after that. It's kind of like quantum change. Right now, it's a little too much, and now the cosmos are involved in it. And personally, I think that's all that I'm going through right now, because it's just a balance thing I'm having, and I can't, well, you know, I don't drink alcohol, but it feels like I'm drunk. I just can't keep my balance, you know, and that's why I compared myself to a gyroscope on a ship. I'm trying to keep the balance in place. But where's the balance? There must be something really, really big changing in the energy field. And I have noticed so many more cases of cancer. And what is cancer is really a change in the patterning of the body that is not normal. In other words, changes are trying to happen, but they're not happening in harmony with the way the DNA is programmed to be. They're disruptive challenges. They're disruptive changes that are changing faster and growing faster than the normal healthy tissue. And so I think we're seeing that on a global level. We could compare that to disruptions in nations. We could compare that to disruptions in infrastructure. it's the change is just really, really big right now. So what is the answer? What is the answer? That's what we all want to know. Well, I think the answer is find your balance point every day, every one of you. Become a peacemaker in something every day, even if it's a small thing. Meditate every day. Pray every day. And don't forget to take time to just breathe as a celebration of life, not just breathing so you can walk down the from one room to another without collapsing, but breathe. Really breathe and feel the air energize your body. And sit down and take it easy. If you don't feel like driving to town, don't drive to town. If you don't feel like dealing with a situation right now, let things pass a little bit and notice how things change and then pick up the phone or get online or go to the kitchen or whatever it was you were planning to do. Be mindful of these changes so that you are mastering the changes and the changes are not mastering you. That would be the closest advice I could give you as a human standing beside Christ. Now, I'm going to let him take over. We're going to give you over to him, and he'll take it up a notch. He'll take it up to the higher frequency of blessing. So I don't think I should say any more because we really need to get into the blessing today. And before we go, Tony, I really want to thank you for being here and helping me through this and being here for everybody. We value you so much and respect your input so very, very much. And all of our blessing givers, we look forward to a family reunion of blessing givers coming very soon. And believe me, after 2 years of not having a seminar and all of these changes in the world and all the revelations I've been given, it's going to be one heck of a seminar with something unlike anything you have ever heard before. Not to mention, we are going to officially launch our new Church of Heavenly Grace. It's in the formative stages right now. And we know the Spiritus Church will always be here as a sister church. And the ministers in Spiritus Church will be automatically, not automatically, we're going to get on a conference call to make it official. But you will become ministers of the Church of Heavenly Grace. So we will stand side by side to be the historical work and the new work. And this is an example, I think, of the way God is going to reestablish everything in this world, side by side, so that this history can be honored until the history is ready to let go. But the new can be birthed to already start getting its sea legs and getting out of the crib and on into life doing the new work that's coming. So with that, I think I will just call in our big brother. And all of you be seated. If you have to lie down, that's okay. But if you can be seated, it would be great because then your feet can be on the ground. And it's good to connect to heaven and earth in this blessing. Connect the infinite potential with the grounded reality. Because the infinite potential will bring in more possibility for the grounded reality. Dear Yeshua, we come humble in our being before you. to be here as all that we are, walking on the earth as you walked on the earth 2,000 years ago, surrendering all that we are to the earth as you did 2,000 years ago, and yet trusting in the power of God to protect our soul, to lift it from the mud, and carry it into the light of eternal bliss. We ask that you help us to know both sides of that reality, that we may always be humble in the earth, and we may always be enlightened by heaven. We may always fly with the angels, and we may always walk with all of our brothers and sisters, regardless of their condition, their beliefs, their struggles, or their needs, never judging, only being there for them, knowing that it's not our words that make the difference, knowing that it's not our intentions that make the difference, it's our presence that makes the difference. Because as we are connected with God, we bring His presence to them. Now we ask that your presence will fill each person on this call and each person on the list, each person in the heart of every person on this call, and each person in the heart of each person who has been prayed for and requested for blessing, that we may be an enormous extended family, walking and existing in your grace, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and the love of God. We ask all of these things in your blessed name, now and forevermore. Amen. Blessing givers, let us come together and be started. And the rest of you, be in your prayer. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes and receive the fullness of the blessing unto yourself and as a gift unto others. Bye-bye for now. And I'm so glad you came. I hope you come back again next week, because you can never be blessed too much. Bye-bye.